Those who seek truth with an honest heart will always find it. Mature people hear God's teaching and read the Bible with good, honest hearts. But to be frank, that's not enough. It's a start, but just learning and believing what the Bible says will not help you to grow beyond what you need to. You need to progress to Jesus' second step that he says is this next step in maturity. Number one, approaching it honestly. Secondly, being obedient to it. Be obedient to what it says. He says in verse 15 again, hear God's teaching with good, honest hearts and what? Obey it. So not just hear it, not just approach it honestly, but obey it. Nobody likes being told what to do, do we? I can still hear that clanging in my ear. Do what you're told, right? I think that's maybe why, well, me for sure, but probably most of us don't like following directions very well, do we? Whether it's a recipe or whether it's a set trying to assemble IKEA furniture, right? We think we know better how to do it, even though we've never done it before in a lot of cases, right? I don't need anyone telling me what to do or how to do it because I can figure it out on my own, right? But if there's one thing I've learned from being a Reformed directions avoider, it's that when I do take the time before I begin, take a look at the directions, the instructions, I find I set that thing up way quicker. It's way less frustrating, often less painful, and I don't have parts left over. And whatever I make is actually built better, and it lasts longer when I follow the directions. I've also learned that this is exactly what our lives are like, what my life is like, when I choose to follow God's directions, his instruction manual, the Bible. My private life, my public life, my family life, it can all become frustrating and painful when I try to figure it out on my own. Do it my way. The wise king Solomon of Israel said, I think he said it so well in the book of Proverbs, in Proverbs 14, as well as in 16, because he wanted to get the point across. He said it twice. Before every person lies a road that seems to be right. We think we know what we're doing. We think we've got it right. We know how to handle this. But he says at the end of that road is destruction. Death and destruction. And I can admit, I've had some close calls in my life that would have proven Solomon's point. But I believe God was merciful to me and spared me from those repercussions of my own stupidity and pride and arrogance. You know, there's been times not following my dad's instructions. One day, almost had me crushed under a car that I was working on. I've had almost fallen out of a few trees because I didn't listen to what he said, or off the roof of the house. Yes, that happened. So many other stupid things I did in my life. God has been so merciful. The thing is, wise people know it's a good idea to follow instructions, right? Here are some more words of wisdom from Solomon. Listen to these. Teach the wise, and they'll become even wiser. Teach good people, and they'll learn even more. A wise son heeds his father's instruction. That wasn't me in the past. Everyone with good sense wants to learn. Are you done learning yet? If you listen to advice and you're willing to learn, one day you will be wise. So when we refuse to accept instruction, when we ignore the directions, when we choose the way that appears to be right in our own eyes, Solomon says you're being foolish and immature. But when we learn to love and follow God's instructions, love his instructions, follow his instructions, what he's given us in the Bible, we grow. We grow in understanding. We grow in wisdom. We grow in character. We grow in respect, in our attitude, in our graciousness, in thoughtfulness, in compassion. And in conclusion, we grow into godly people who look like Jesus. Another one of Jesus' followers, John, I mentioned earlier, summed it up like this in his first letter to the church. He said, whoever habitually keeps God's word and obeys his precepts and treasures his message in its entirety, in him the love of God has been truly perfected. It is completed and has reached maturity. I love that. So if we want to keep growing, we must learn to keep and obey God's word in the Bible. But Jesus said that even this isn't enough to become fully mature followers. He points out one more essential step in the growth process that will either hinder or propel our growth into maturity, depending on whether we choose to do it or not. And that's to put it into practice. And it says, be doers of the word. Again, 15, 16. Patiently produce good fruit. No one after lighting a lamp, covers it with a bowl, hides it under a bed. Instead, that person puts it on a lampstand so those who come in will see the light. Jesus is saying here that the change the Word of God makes in us, in our lives, is like good fruit or a light that shines through our lives. Matthew's eyewitness account of Jesus' life and ministry also mentions Jesus saying this. He says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Your good deeds. Now, the Greek word in the original text here that's translated as good deeds, doesn't merely refer to good as opposed to bad, okay? It carries the connotation of it being appealing. It's appealing. It's attractive to us. Those deeds actually attract us. So when we actually put the things we learn from God's word into practice as a daily and a continual part of our lives, it changes us. It changes us. We become less self-focused, more others-focused. You start to live for the benefit of other people. And when you do that, people become attracted to you. What's happening is that God is growing the fruit of his Spirit in your life. Paul describes it like this to the church in Galatia in modern Turkey. He said, the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So again, as we mature, God begins to grow the fruit of his Spirit in our lives, which are actually really the character traits of Jesus. We start to look more like him. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but fruit is attractive. I may have said that before. You know, when I lived in the shoe swap, as some areas are very similar to the Okanagan, and you go by an apple grove, and the whole thing is lit up a bright red, there's nothing you want to do more than reach out and grab one of those puppies and bite into that juicy, crispy goodness. And taste and see that it is good. We are instantly attracted to good fruit. People are attracted to good fruit. That's exactly what the fruit of God's Spirit does in our lives. as we mature and become more like Jesus, it attracts people to us. It attracts people to Jesus in us, thus attracting them to him. Producing good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, is crucial to attracting people to God's kingdom. And it's crucial for us to grow and become spiritually mature followers of Jesus, who accurately reflect him in our lives, that they may see your good deeds, your attractive deeds, your good fruit, and glorify your Father in heaven. When our lives are marked by love and joy, they're marked by peace and patience, by kindness, by goodness, by faithfulness, by gentleness. When our lives are controlled by the Spirit of the living God, so that we serve the very real and tangible needs of other people, good deeds, it inevitably attracts them and opens them up, bringing opportunities to show them that we also care about their spiritual needs, which they may not even know they have. People are more open to the good news that Jesus loves them when they see that we love them. When we show them that we care, just like Jesus does, rather than just talk about it. Now, if you're a guest with us today, but I don't know what your previous experience has been with the church of Jesus, this is what he expects of his followers, folks. And my hope is that if you're still not sure about him, that you will keep coming back to keep learning with honest, open hearts to find out if what he says is true. I pray you'll discover that Jesus is who he said he is. God, come to us in the flesh. Show us his love to die and save us from the consequences of us doing things our own way, living only for ourselves and against what he says is the best for us. Maybe, just maybe, you're here today and you're like, I've made up my mind. I know I'm ready. I believe what you're saying is true. If you're ready to take that step, to receive Christ's forgiveness and his leadership in your life, as we all bow our heads together today, if this is you, I am going to lead you in a short prayer to help you express the desire, that desire, to God right now. Again, as our heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the only thing, I'd love to know who I'll be praying with today. So if that's you, if you could just quickly just raise a hand towards me so I know who I'm praying with, and then we'll pray together quickly. Thank you. Let's pray, folks. Dear God, I admit I have not been living for you. I've been doing things my own way and not giving you much thought in my life, and I'm sorry for that. I now know that you only want the very best for me. So please forgive me. Make me right with you today. I believe that Jesus came to earth to die for me, to restore my relationship with you. So I ask him to be the leader of my life from this moment forth. Thank you for accepting me into your family, be a part of your church. Please help me to follow you. Help me to grow in maturity, to become more like you, so that the rest of my life can be the best of my life. And I pray these things in Jesus' name, and I thank you for them. Amen. Amen. As the band comes back, if you did pray that simple prayer from your heart, welcome to the family. I just, again, want to ask you if you could fill in that connect card that I mentioned earlier in the seat in front of you or online. It's linked to the video stream. And if you could just fill that in, I have some resources. I'd love to provide that will help you as you start your new journey with Jesus. And with that, we're going to close with one more song, and then you'll be dismissed.